Love the Eagles? Play the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. It's time now to talk about the NFC East picture. Dave Spadaro, Joe DiCamera. And what a strange picture it is in the NFC East with the injuries in Dallas, the Eagles and the Giants 0-2, and the Redskins feeling pretty good about themselves with a 1-1 record. Joe, the question for you is, how many wins will it take to win this NFC East?
Not sure, but I think it could be as low as 8, Dave. I really do believe that. 9 might be the more reasonable number, but I think there's opportunity here still for the Eagles at 0-2, obviously. I mean, if they get back in the season, start winning some games, they can be fine. Got to win games. But even if the Eagles continue to struggle for a bit as they sort this out, the division is just not tough. And Dallas has a very hard schedule coming up. I mean, look at the schedule for Dallas here, Dave. So Dallas, the next couple of weeks, you're talking games home versus Atlanta at New Orleans. Now, New Orleans, Drew Brees, not, it doesn't seem like what it had been all those years. That's in the dome, though. Home versus the Patriots, the bye week for Dallas week 6 at the Giants. Then they play home versus Seattle. They get Cam Chancellor back. And home versus the Eagles week 9. So there's many opportunities for the Eagles to get back in this division.
And the Cowboys doing it without, of course, Tony Romo for the next 2 months, Dez Bryant for many weeks to come. He's out, obviously, with that broken foot. But the Cowboys doing it, Joe, with a combination of defense and an offense that's been balanced, opportunistic, good special teams. I really don't count out the Cowboys at all. They are the team to beat in this division. They showed on Sunday without Randy Gregory, without Greg Hardy, who will be coming back in a couple of weeks, without Rolando McClain, without Orlando Scandrick, that the defense still plays physical, fast, fundamentally sound football. The Cowboys sitting atop the division at 2-0 with a game against the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday. They've just made the trade for Matt Cassel as veteran quarterback insurance behind Brandon Whedon. So that is your Dallas Cowboys picture. Big one on Thursday night. The Redskins play the Giants.
Yeah, I think from an Eagles perspective, I guess you're rooting for the Giants, I think. You know, try to bring them both back to 1-2 and create an opportunity. This is a team here with Washington that's starting to feel pretty good, but, man, their quarterback situation is still rough. I find it hard to believe that they're going to be a good team. They might win the division because the division's weak, but I don't think the Washington Redskins are any tough foe.
They play very good defense. They've run the football really well. They've got a couple of running backs here, Alfred Morris and Jones, the rookie Matt Jones, who had a big game against the Rams on Sunday. Minus DeSean Jackson, they're not making plays down the field, but they are playing defensive-oriented football. That's a formula, whether you think it's sexy or not. It's been pretty effective for the Redskins. They stayed in the game the first week against Miami and then, of course, the big win on Sunday against the Rams. Not a bad team there. And then the Giants have probably looked as good as they can look until the fourth quarter, where they've lost two double-digit leads.
Yeah, they got to get it together.
Still a very, very explosive offense with the New York Football Giants. So there we go. Chip Kelly, Eagles head coach, stops in the studio next. Our exclusive one-on-one coming up on Eagles 360.